Este próximo 19 de septiembre llega a Guadalajara Dove Fest México, este manifiesto sonoro que reúne proyectos nacionales e internacionales, una evolución y vanguardia del Dove a nivel nacional e internacional. Así que C4 Concert House tendrá el 19 de septiembre Dove Fest México. Y para platicarnos los detalles de esta actividad y su participación en el festival, tenemos el gusto de conectar hasta Francia con Brain Damage, uno de los proyectos participantes en este festival, el proyecto que comanda Martin Nathan. Brain Damage, hola Martin.
Hola, hola. How are you? Are you good?
Very, very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have this conversation with you. Where are you, Martin?
I'm in my studio. In a perfect shape. I'm getting myself ready for the next gigs in Mexico. Of course, can't wait to be back in the country.
It's amazing to have you back. We are a few days away from Dove Festival Mexico. It's important that you visit is in this festival because it means that Dove is growing up, and we need to understand that Dove is an international music.
Of course it is. Of course it is. I think people that know about the story, the dub history that came from Jamaica and then to the UK and then to Europe. And honestly, that's not going to be the first time I go to Mexico. The first time it was something like more than 20 years ago. And it was the beginning of the dub movement there. And I have the feeling that it's growing, I don't know, bigger and bigger in Mexico, and I'm so glad to be back again there.
Because in this festival, you will play Brain Damage, but there are also other projects from France and projects from Mexico. It's a good cultural mix that we can listen all these international projects.
Yes, sure. Once again, it's not only about France and Mexico. There is dub all over the world, from Japan, from the UK. So yeah, it's going to be a good opportunity for Mexican people to discover some artists from abroad, of course.
And it's also important to have you here in Guadalajara, not only in Mexico City. It's important to visit other cities in a country.
Of course, I will play definitely in Mexico City, but Guadalajara is it's quite something for me because I played there years ago, and it was quite amazing. I played there something like two times already, so each time it's quite an experience for me. It's a pleasure to play far from home always. So once again, can't wait.
It's good to have this connection with the dub music in France and other countries because we can understand what the country gives to dub, right? What the elements of our culture or tradition can give to dub.
Yes, this is very important for me, what you are talking about, because obviously I'm not Jamaican, I'm not from the UK neither, and I'm from France, so probably, I'm sure of that, I have this a specific way to produce and to play this music, that it's not going to be the same than in the UK, in Mexico, or in, I don't know. So I think each producer should think about that, about keeping his own roots and not trying to imitate that much people from Jamaica or people from the UK. The thing is, working with them is important. Just imitate them, for me, is not interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And you will play with Emiko Ota, another artist that will come to the Festival Mexico. She's from Japan, and you have worked together. You have released a record a few weeks ago, right?
Yes, we did. We did. It's quite a specific project, this one, because it's not that dub. I called it post-dub. I don't know. It's the music is different, but the techniques are the same. The dub techniques. I'm going to play a couple of songs from this release, and the audience will see. It's not exactly dub music, but I treat the sound itself just like it was reggae, but it's not reggae. I don't know if you get my point.
Yes.
It's a big change for me, and I love to do this from time to time. So the live will be, I think, in three parts. I will play the former release with a collaboration with Groundation first, and then Emiko will join me on stage to play that latest release, strange thing, experimental, something new. And then, yeah, I think I will play definitely a couple of classics, real brain damage dub thing, old-fashioned way.
So we have Emiko set, your set, and also we have this collaboration. We will be a unique night.
Yes, exactly, because it's a unique project, and honestly, I'm very proud to bring Emiko in Mexico. It's going to be the first time for her. She's a singer, by the way, and she's quite amazing. You will be there, and you will understand what I think.
And this latest record, you also work with Matt Professor. How was working with him?
Honestly, this time it was only about doing remixes. We produced five songs, Emiko and I, and I sent it to Matt Professor for him to remix at his studio. And I knew that it was going to be interesting because once again it wasn't it's still not a real reggae record, reggae dub. So I wanted to hear what Matt Professor, which is a really dub talented artist, legendary, could do with my songs. And I wasn't surprised. He did the job perfectly and very surprisingly as well.
Martin, now that you mentioned the evolution of dub, it's important also for the dub music that we can find these new elements you can add. Dub is about experimentation, evolution, new sounds. And from the beginning, you can use machines and computers, or you can use instruments, right? It's very cool that you can name this step post-dub, because is that it's evolution.
Of course. I think it should be like that for each kind of music, actually, because as soon as a style is not evolving, probably is going to die at some point, or to become some tr really traditional music, which is something different. We don't touch traditional music, you know. But dub music, for instance, but it's just like rock and roll or hip hop. It's always evolving. It's really important. It's like all things. I think it's important to keep it alive. So that's at my humble level. I'm trying to do since 3 decades now. I'm trying to put my own touch on the building, and that's what I'm doing. That's really interesting. But once again, the touch will be different in Jamaica, in Mexico, in France, in Japan. That's why, as well, it's so interesting for me to release albums like the last one in collaboration with Emiko Ota, and to do live sessions with her, because it's, once again, it's different. It's not exactly dub, it's some other music, but it's play like dub music, and then the song after is going to be a dub song, and maybe the one after won't. Anyway, it's
Yes,
music and it's
it's
moving.
music, and it's global music, right? So we will have a Brain Damage in Dub Fest Mexico this September 19. You will play, as we mentioned, with Emiko Otam, and also with the Wedding Dove, also from France, as well as Shanti D. And local acts like Black Lions and Dove Aeration, Vibration Strain. We will have an amazing night this September 19. These collaborations in a unique night with Dove music, experimentation, different sounds, evolving sounds. I mean, Dove is very powerful.
Yes, dub is very powerful. I think this festival will be great because you will probably hear things very different. The artists are not producing the same way. I know most of them, and they are great, but they are great in different ways. So I think it's going to be a great night.
And it's also great that we have this connection with France artists from Dove and Mexican artists from Dove, right? A good connection between our countries because it's not common to have this exchange with artists from France. Maybe it's not common in other countries, but it's important to have this bridge.
Yes, it's very important, and especially for me, I have this story with Mexico. Actually, I'm working with Rutical Session, Rodrigo at Rutical Session, who sets everything good for me each time I come here, and he's one of the pioneer in Mexico because he brought acts like me or Kanka more than 20 years ago, back in the days. It was the first time, 2003, something like that. So that was quite new for Mexican people, dub artists from France. And then I went back to the country something like three, four, maybe five times. I'm not sure. And each time I can see that dub music is growing big. Really big in
Yes.
Mexico. So that's why I'm so excited to be back and to be back with something new, not only the old brain damaged dub thing but something new, something that that probably they don't know yet. So I hope they will appreciate.
And you will re absolutely, and you will return to
Okay.
Mexico and Guadalajara in Dove Fest Mexico. It's going to be an amazing night, September 19 in C4 Concert House. Martin, you will bring your latest record in physical format, or you only release it in digital?
I can't bring my releases with me. You
Oh,
mean physically?
yes.
I have to fly with a lot of equipment, so there's no room for anything more.
I know. It's better to travel with your gear.
It's quite an adventure, believe me.
But we can
Believe me.
find all your music in streaming platforms,
Yeah, everywhere.
Spotify, Apple Music.
Everywhere.
But even
Everywhere.
better, we can listen to your music this September 19 here in Guadalajara in Dove Fest in Mexico. It's going to be an amazing French-Mexican night, correct? And a Japanese night.
Exactly. Don't forget. Don't forget
Absolutely.
about that.
Absolutely. Martin, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have this conversation with you.
Thank
Looking
you.
forward to see you here in Guadalajara again.
Sure,
I
sure.
think it's great that you have visited the country so many times and with these different vibes, different notions about dub, about your music. It's going to be an amazing night.
Sure, that's for sure. So be there.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll be there. Looking forward to see you here in Guadalajara. Martin Nathan from Brain Damage. Thank you so much for the chat with Ruta
Thank
Saltemas.
you. Please, my pleasure. My pleasure.